Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's a little inside radio here. I know that you have a little tablet in front of you, and so do I, and I write down the live commercials we usually do, and then below that I write down stuff about the show. And I wrote down Greg Morton, and then Puss told me he's flying in later this afternoon, so I crossed out Greg Morton, and I got nothing else. So Craig Evans. Oh, he's not here. Damn it. He should be here this break. Or we should just move Puss back to 6 o'clock Central. This break, can, you know, why not?
We could.
We not. Doesn't really matter, you know.
All right, meeting's over. We'll see you at 6.
Inside radio, we'll see you at 6. Here's some best stuff. Okay. No, I don't want to say that because what's coming out probably won't be best stuff. We were drinking a little bit last night. Early, though.
Yeah.
Early. We had early. But yeah, that helps. I can do that. Still a little groggy this morning.
Oh, well, you know. I can't because I can't stop.
Yeah, you didn't stop. I did stop.
Yeah, I stopped when I got home.
I didn't want to stop, but I did stop. I mean, I'm in that I hate to call it holiday spirit because that doesn't exist. I'm in that vacation spirit. Like, why can't we have a job where we just party all night and call in sick on a Thursday? Or just push back a few clients and show up at noon? Well, first of all, I would hate that job. Let's go with that first. And I don't have any. Actually, let's just go with that. I would hate that job. So we don't have that job. So we got to be here and we blah, blah, blah with you this morning. So we're here. Good morning.
Oh, here's the one I was looking
email?
For.
Got some emails?
Yeah.
Cool.
About work affairs we were discussing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Affairs. Oh, yeah, don't say this guy's name.
Yeah. So definitely don't say my name.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
a good idea.
Yeah.
Always to put it in the... Yeah. Lead with that.
Exactly.
Always lead with that.
Please.
Definitely don't say my name because my boss listens to the show.
Yeah, we're talking about work affairs.
Yeah, yeah. Tuesday you were talking about work affairs, specifically at a Christmas party.
But right.
That's not me. My boss got into a relationship with one of the managers underneath him. After this, some crazy ass happened, so let's fast forward. One night, as I'm taking care of a drunk ass, I ended up having sex. This has not stopped. I've tried to ignore her away, but she keeps coming back. I'm like her backup boyfriend. But man, if he finds out, I'm toast. The whole system will come crashing down. Wish me luck.
Man, I need to know more about this one, too. I know that's all the information you have, because I read the email myself, so I'm not going to bug you about it. But if this guy's listening... Need to know, is he married?
Is she married?
Probably not, and is she married? If you two are single, screw the boss and have a relationship. You know, of course, and also depends what kind of company you're working in. Because what the boss did was illegal in most companies if he banged a manager below him in stature.
So if he comes after you...
And then you have a lawsuit.
Right.
You got a total lawsuit.
You could totally expose him. And, yeah, you've got all the cards in your favor.
You're right. I mean, even if you... I mean, I would think any kind of right-to-work situation, you'd own his ass. you could sue him for firing you for banging his mistress.
Yeah. I'm curious of the marital status
of those two. Yeah.
This guy seems single.
He does seem single, at least from that. Or he wouldn't or you wouldn't lay that out.
No, he wouldn't be blabbing.
And she might be single because it sounds like she's like pining after the boss. And he's just kind of banging her on the side, and he probably did that crazy thing where he says he's going to leave his wife for. They don't do that.
This is all speculation.
Yeah, well, now we're adding layers into
based
this.
Based on just the information that we have.
Yeah. Yeah, we were at a Christmas. Well, I went to a Christmas gathering last night. It was a client. Nobody had an affair last night, did they? You have anybody had an affair?
My radar isn't even up for that kind of stuff.
We would be the last ones to know.
Yeah. Bush is out there speculating, but I don't think so.
Oh, he did speculate. Yeah. That's right, he did speculate something off the air.
No, I don't think
so. Nobody knows who these people are, but that's funny.
That was just a weird vibe.
Yeah, I know, you got it. Yeah, I guess just a weird vibe. I don't blame you. There's some situation there that might be happening.
But they weren't co-workers.
Shh, Craig Evans is coming in. No, it's not about Craig.
Well, everybody's banging Craig.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
us included.
He's pretty open about that. He's got an open
and
relationship.
If they're not, they want to.
They want to.
Yeah, just ask.
And just get in line.
That was there was another email, too, and I forgot what it was. I should have it in front of me here, but I don't have it ready to go.
About the can openers?
I didn't read that one.
Millennials can't use can
openers? Well, Craig did a story that tuna's taking a tank because millennials are stupid and can't open cans. That's what I got out of that. And millennials are not stupid, and you can't open a can of tuna. You have to have a can opener.
Yeah, because Matt writes, I think it's hilarious, Starkist, a tuna company, blames their declining sales on millennials not being able to work a simple tool.
Yeah, I don't believe
that. We have can openers. We can use can openers. Your sales are declining because people no longer want to eat your watery-ass canned tuna.
They don't advertise you. We have
Starkist?
We have Starkist on the radio.
I don't.
Tuna advertising.
Not that I'm aware of.
First of all, when I get tuna at Starkist, we get a bunch of tuna in our house.
I've got some at home.
A ton of it, so let's clarify that. But it is kind of funny. That's what that guy writes. Maybe some people are afraid of my
I haven't had
like
the watery ass canned tuna.
Well, you take the water out of it, dumbass.
I think I used to eat it as a post workout thing when I was in college. A little protein. You know, now I go and I have like sushi or something if I want good tuna.
Yeah, but either way, that's fine. It's tuna. You know?
Yeah, I've got some at home. I got a bunch of it.
You have the white tuna. That seems to be a little better than.
I actually got some of the lemon garlic. Buffalo tuna.
Yeah, buffalo tuna.
There's some
buffalo tuna buffalo wings.
Pretty good flavored ones.
You roll the buffalo wings and tuna. That sounds pretty good right now. No, it doesn't.
No, not really.
It sounds horrible. It sounds completely horrible. Especially with my stomach being a little queasy this morning.
But if you take the buffalo tuna and make a little tuna salad out of it, not too bad.
Had a little vodka last night. Had a little vodka.
Well, our savior will be here about 7:20 or so.
The Omaha Tap House, correct?
Yes.
All right,
cool.
Good.
I don't know if I can make it till then. Petey Mack will be here a little later on bragging about his sobriety. Yeah. Well.
Quote, unquote.
A shot here or there. I really don't want to dig in too much into his sobriety. I think it means you just don't get drunk, right?
I'm not sure what
drinks,
it means.
He drinks.
He's in a better situation.
Oh, my
no
God.
No doubt.
Much better. And I didn't know. He said this on the air yesterday. So this isn't out of school talk that he had court-ordered meetings years ago. I didn't know that.
But the Irish
was kicking in heavy, man.
I think that was long before he got on board here.
Oh, definitely was. Yeah, he told us that. But
I just think it's a misnomer to call him sober.
Yeah, I don't like that
point.
Term. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's...
No, the definition. That doesn't fit.
But no. Then we had better. Some, yeah. Absolutely better.
Yeah. Sure.
But then we had some holier-than-thou AA people, not really checking in, but the stories we were hearing about if you have a drinking problem but not a weed problem, and you just quit drinking and you smoke a little weed to enjoy life or to relax, you can't be sober. What the hell does that mean?
Well, no, we also had the opposite point of view.
Well, most guys say you can't say that. You can't say you're sober.
Right. You can't have any mind-altering substance.
Well, that happened last week when Mark was here, Nick's dad. You know, he's been sober from alcohol for 15 years, I believe, but he's only been off the Adderall. Was it Adderall?
Adderall.
Yeah. For 8 or 9 months. And he can't allow to say he's sober for 15 years. I said, well, you are. You are, man. And Charlie Sheen got a chip recently for being sober for a year, but he was on High Times Magazine this past year.
Well, it just seems like that's just such a personal thing.
Whatever your definition is. Yeah, you're right.
Because I remember when Tom Arnold told us that he was on Willie Nelson's bus.
Yes.
And he had to leave because he didn't think that if he stayed on that bus for much longer, he'd be able to say, I'm sober.
Because the contact high he would have got there. Exactly.
But that just seems like that must be, you know, that's him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand how you can... You can quit the alcohol because you got a problem with that.
Right.
And, you know, so let's say you can actually smoke a little weed now and then and not go nuts.
Yeah. So why do you get yelled at?
You know, I think you go to AA
and weed, by the way, is not opioids. It's not cocaine or crack or meth.
And I recognize that if you have a problem with one substance, you're probably going to have a problem.
We know a ton of comedians that quit drinking alcohol and still smoke a little weed.
If you have the addictive personality, you may go ahead and have a problem with everything. But I don't think everybody is built that way.
Here's the answer to that. Just don't quit.
Bingo.
Just don't quit, man. Just handle it. Be a man. All right. Craig Evans, PD Mack, you and us. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.